Live from the Fleet Farm Studios, back to the KQ Morning Show.
5:44, 16 minutes till 6 o'clock, KQRS News and Information. You know, things do happen. I do remember, well, the only member of the KQ Morning Show that has died, Dave Huffman, died in a car accident many years ago. Well, not so many years ago, actually. But that was tough losing Dave Huffman. He had, he had already left the station and was working on other projects, and then apparently was driving from Chicago to a Notre Dame game and got killed in a car accident on the way. So far, as far as the morning show is concerned, I believe Huffman's the only one that we've lost, right? You can't think of anybody else, can you?
No.
No. So that, I mean, that's a tough deal. But this guy, I had, even though I didn't know him very well, it just seemed like I followed him wherever he went. Dave Dworkin has died, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, way too young. We're sorry to have to report that Dave Dworkin, who was with 92 KQRS for many years, has passed away. His birthday is tomorrow, of course. What the hell? Why do people always die around Christmas and their birthday? What's that all about?
I don't know.
In any case, the very first big break I got was over at KSTP. And Captain Whammo, Jim Chanel. He wasn't Captain Whammo then, but he became Captain Whammo in Chicago a couple of years later. But Dave Dworkin was working at 1500, and he left. I don't remember. Did he? Now, several years later that he came to KQRS, but I replaced Dave Dworkin at 1500, my first big break in radio. I had done radio for a couple of years before that, but never at a big station. That station was very, very hot, and I replaced Dave Dworkin. And then, about 11 years later, I replaced Dave Dworkin here, too. So, or is it just by coincidence? I don't know, you know, how that happened or whatever. But, yeah, I replaced him at 1500 and at KQRS. He wasn't doing the morning show, but it seemed like every time he left, I then ended up at the radio station. Not to replace him, but just by coincidence, I guess. Well, I did replace him at 1500, but I never knew Dave well. John, did you know Dave pretty well?
Well, yeah. I would say I knew Dave. I wouldn't say longtime friends because we didn't work together long enough. He and I worked together for a very short time when I was starting here part-time. He had already been here, left, and then came back to do some shifts.
But, right.
And, of course, we knew each other through radio conventions, the Conclave, and always very friendly, but I wouldn't say we were, you know, close friends, but radio friends, you know.
Nice guy. He was always very nice to me. I know that. Dave Dworkin was always a nice guy. This being the tough part coming up right here, ladies and gentlemen. So all our best wishes to the Dworkin family. But Dave's sister Judy was unusually blunt in releasing the circumstances of Dave Dworkin's death in the hope of shedding light on this killer disease that affects so many. My brother David lost his long struggle with alcoholism yesterday. Dave was a bright, clever, entrepreneurial guy who loved traveling to warm climates, rock and roll, his cat, and making people laugh. When we were kids, he could always make me laugh by saying the word shish kebab. I miss him. Isn't that interesting? Just the saying the word shish kebab made her laugh. And we'll never know why, but I understand that. I miss him. But I know his struggle with this horrible disease is finally over. A memorial service will be planned in the next couple of months. Dave was a Twin Cities native who graduated from Highland Park High School in St. Paul, started his radio career in Appleton, Wisconsin. He worked in Indianapolis for a time, and, of course, worked at Hubbard, as I said, way back at the beginning of my career and the beginning of his career, actually. And then he came home to KQRS. But that's a tough situation, ladies and gentlemen, when your sister has to come forward and say, look, we got to do something about this. And she's absolutely right. Something needs to happen. Very, very sad to hear the death of Dave Dworkin at such a young age, according to his sister, because of alcoholism. From December 6th, way back, Here's a clip of Dave Dworkin's first show on KQRS, the audio at KQ.
That is Al Stewart. That's from Time Passages on KQ, where we're going to be doing mini concerts for you tonight. You'll hear from Jackson Browne, the Doobie Brothers, and The Who tonight on KQ92. December 6, 1978, a day that will live in infamy, no doubt. This is Dave Dworkin with you, and good afternoon, everybody. This is my first radio show here at KQRS. Quite happy to be here. I have to tell you that I spent about 5 years trying to get here, and it would figure that my first day here I would have a cold. But I'm not going to let it get me down. We'll get right to music from Silk Degrees, Boz Scaggs on KQ92.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a, that's kind of the irony of life, I guess the best way to put it. He had a cold his first day, and I have a cold today. So, you know, what a little time. I will tell you, Dave Dworkin was one of the first guys I heard that, went with a pretty natural delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people did later on, but Dave Dworkin was one of the first people I ever heard on the radio talking in his normal voice. That's just how Dave sounded in real life, you know? And that was inspirational, because before that it was, hey, let me just tell you something, this weekend we're having the big sale going on. And then other people are like, and here's another great cut from a great guy that plays in a great band. You know, you had that whole deal going on. But Dave just came on, talked like a real human being, and was very, very good at his job. I don't know. When's the last time you saw Dave?
I was thinking about that. I would say 3 years, and it was at the Conclave, the radio convention. It was very brief, but not because of anything else than just, you know, both of us waving at each other, saying hi over lunch, you know.
Right, right. I would say this, you know, we talk about it once in a while on the show, not a ton of times, but about half of the show doesn't drink alcohol, and, you know, some of us, like Brittany, drank enough for five lifetimes, so you know what I'm saying. No, that's not true. But anyway, well, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will tell you one thing, whether it's, you know, being on the fringes of the whole rock and roll world, because, you know, radio people are not in the rock and roll. Well, some of them are. But part of the job that's a real danger is that you're going to be out there, and everywhere you go, people are going to want to give you things, and particularly alcohol. I do remember one time walking into a party. Matter of fact, by coincidence, once again, it was a party for Boz Scaggs. And that was, you know, right there, Silk Degrees, Dave's first song on KQRS. So I walked into a party for Boz Scaggs many years ago at the Radisson South. I said, what do you want to drink, Tom? And I said, Heineken would be good. I got to run downstairs, and I'll be right back up. So I came back up, and I walked in, and I was directed to the bathroom where the entire tub was filled with Heineken.
Yep.
I will never forget that. I mean, I went from having one Heineken. There must have been five or six cases of beer in that tub. And I'm not saying anybody did anything wrong or whatever. I'm just saying it was always available. A lot of booze, a lot of drugs, a lot of that whole deal. So, hey, look, a lot of people had to adjust to that in this business. And I'm sure, on television, too, I'd very close friends, Paul Majors, Ron Majors. So Paul was a close friend. Ron I knew from many, many years ago. But you will see a lot of TV and radio and newspaper people go through alcohol problems because it's just part of the culture. And maybe not so much anymore. Is it still as big a part of the culture as it used to be, do you think?
I don't think so in rock and roll. I know, at least in radio, I know in hip-hop, country, mm-hmm. top 40, it's still a big, the drinking and the, you know, you want to go to this, you want to go to that, it's still out there, but you know, not so much in rock.
It's probably a good thing. It is definitely a good thing, but I just wanted to make it clear, Dave Dworkin, according to his sister Judy, suffered from alcoholism. It starts at a very young age, too. That's the other thing. If you get into radio when you're 18, you're going to be drinking with your coworkers. I'm just telling you. Right?
Yes. And don't forget about the you know, the bar gig. They're paying you to hang out at bar, you know.
And drink.
Yeah, I have a fun, not fun, but cute Dave story that I thought about yesterday. When Marvin Gaye died, when his father shot him, and Dave was on right after me. I was doing part-time, and Dave was on. And it was April Fool's Day, April 1st, and I was announcing that Marvin Gaye was dead and that it looks like his father shot him. And Dave comes in and is like, you know, you have a real dark sense of humor. That's going too far with this April Fool's stuff, John. I said, no, it's real. I had to show him the news flash from AP before he believed me.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. His own father shot him. But, you know, we salute Dave Dworkin today. He was a great guy to work with. I only worked with him very, very briefly both times. Matter of fact, not at all at 1500, but a little bit of KQRS. But always a great guy, always very, very pleasant. His sister Judy, obviously a strong person, to come forward and talk about her brother's alcoholism killing him at a very young age. So it's a tough row to hoe, but what we're trying to do, I think, lately, at least on this show, and I think it's showing up in other venues now, too. Instead of everybody's horrendous and horrible and now you got what was coming to them and blah, 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 we try to find that human side. And there's more and more of it available, by the way. Not from your far left or far right, because those people are as crazy as ever. I read some stuff over the weekend from both the far right and the far left. Could you please just shut up? You're not helping. But so what we're trying to do is honor, you know, the honesty. You think it was easy for his sister Judy to do that? No, of course not. But she was honest. Why? Because she wants to try to help other people who may have the same problem her brother did, right? It's very honorable. And I really admire that in Judy. I've never met Judy. Judy, if you're listening, call in. We can schmooze. But, tip of the cap to Dave Dworkin, a radio legend in Minnesota. Everybody in radio knew Dave Dworkin, man. I'll tell you that. Everybody. Right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's all true. I can't even imagine. I never was there, but this is going back. A guy was doing afternoons at 1500 named Machine Gun Kelly. And Machine Gun Kelly ended up at KHJ in Los Angeles. He starred in a couple of Clint Eastwood movies. His career kind of got big for a while there. But I can't even imagine sitting in the jock lounge listening to Dave Dworkin talking to Machine Gun Kelly. I can't even imagine what that was like. But, yeah, Judy, know this, that we have great memories of your brother. Sorry to hear that you lost him, but thank you so much for your honesty, and thank you for trying to help other people through your loss. It's great. It's very, very honorable, so thanks very much. Chris Domino now joins us. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very impressed with your archivist. The idea that you can actually pull up something, I'm assuming from the 80s, of a guy's first show, that's impressive.
Well, John's kind of a loser and has nothing to do. Oh, wait a minute. Was that
credit due is...
Jay?
Yes, Jay Philpott, yeah. Yes.
Jay is fun. You talk about an archivist, man. Jay Philpott knows more about radio than any living human. Amazing. So Jay works his ass off, too. I should give him credit for that. You know, it's kind of a balance in radio because you got, let's say you got Jay Philpott, who works his ass off, and then you got me. But anyway, so there's a balance in the universe. Yeah, it's interesting, losing people. But I think, Tack Hammer died many years ago, another KQRS legend. But, he's been dead for a long time already, hasn't he?
Yes.
What did he die of?
I believe. I don't even know. I think cancer.
I thought it was cancer.
Yeah.
All right. But in any case, tip of the cap to Judy. I don't know if her last name is still Dworkin or not, but Dave's sister. Very impressive.